Councillors, will you please remain upstanding and remain silent while I lead you in prayer. Lord, we ask you to bless this meeting of our council. We pray that your voice will be heard above the egos and self-interest, so that sound decisions will be made, founded in integrity and humility for the sake of our borough. We ask you to give us good relationships so that we can work well with each other, our officers and our residents. We ask you to give us strong accountability and effective budgeting to make the tough decisions sometimes necessary. And we ask for good communication to show that we can value vision, respect, honesty and compassion, so that we can be beacons of hope, compassion and strength for our communities. Amen. Will you join together, if you wish, in the words of the prayer that our Lord taught us? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you. As this is our first meeting back in the council chamber for a while, may I remind you, please, to raise your hand if you wish to speak on an item. When I indicate that you may speak, please stand if you're able to, and you may remove your face mask to speak into the microphone if you so wish. Once you've finished speaking, could I remind those of you who are sharing a microphone to please use the wipes provided to sanitise the microphones. Thank you. I now refer to the agenda for the meeting. Can I ask the Chief Executive to give any apologies received?
Thank you, Mayor. Apologies have been received from Councillors Bilf, Gould and Toon.
Thank you. Item 2, are there any declarations of interest? No, thank you. Item 3 is to approve the minutes of the council meeting held on the 28th of June 2021, of which you've all received copies. Councillor Grosvenor? What is the point of order for Councillor Grosvenor?
Well, there's two actually. 11.1, accuracy of the minutes, and 3.3.15, which is business carrying over of the previous agenda. The minutes are accurate, I'm afraid to say. Section 144.21, they record Councillor Helen Hall as voting for the appointment to committees on the evening she voted against the appointment to committees. In addition, at the end of the minutes, it talks about questions raised at the last council meeting. There were questions raised. I asked a supplementary. It's not recorded in the minutes. Councillor Goodfellow said he would respond to me in writing. He hasn't since then, between then and now, so that's 3.3.15, business carrying over from the previous meeting. But I would suggest that the inaccuracy of them, I'm raising a motion to say that they are inaccurate.
Councillor Grosvenor, I will ask for the minutes to be amended. Could I have a proposer for the motion for the minutes, please? Councillor Clark? And could I have a seconder, please? Councillor Glaskin. We'll go to the vote. Will you raise your hands, please, if you are for the motion? Okay. Thank you. Those against? Any abstentions? Thank you. The motion is carried. We now move on to item 4 on the agenda, which are the announcements. I'm going to first ask the Chief Executive to make an announcement, please.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm going to announce that Angela Wakefield is leaving the authority. She's moving somewhere else to continue her career. And I'd just like to say on behalf of myself and the officers how much we're going to miss her, how she's been a very good monitoring officer over the last 5 or 6 years that she's been in post. And just wanted to inform members that that was happening, because obviously she's a very senior officer at the council and you need to know that kind of information.
Thank you, Chief Executive. I'd like to add my thanks to Angela. And I'd like at this stage to propose a vote of thanks to Angela for the length of service, but also for the degree of service in which she has worked so hard to serve the residents and officers of this borough. So my proposal is a vote of thanks for Angela Wakefield for her service to the council. Could I have a seconder, please? Councillor Goodfellow, thank you. We'll move to the vote. Those in favour, please raise. Those against? Thank you. And any abstentions, please? Thank you. The motion is carried. I'm then going to ask the Leader of the Council for announcements that he might like to make.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor, and I'd just like to echo the words of the Chief Executive there in relation to the Monitoring Officer. So can I please take this opportunity to pass on our huge congratulations to East Staffordshire and Uttoxeter's Adam Peaty on his phenomenal success in winning Olympic gold at the Tokyo Olympics earlier today, retaining the title he won in Rio in 2016. I know a number of members here tonight were also here in 2019 when we awarded Adam the freedom of the borough, and we are all extremely proud of his achievements and wish him and the rest of Team GB success in the upcoming relay races. But what we also shouldn't forget is that our representation at these Olympics is not just Adam, so I would like to extend our good wishes to Burton's Fraser Clark, who first competes on Thursday in the men's super heavyweight boxing, looking to capitalise on his Commonwealth gold medal he won in 2018. So I'm sure that all members will be supportive of the urgent motion scheduled for debate shortly. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. As the Leader has touched on, I have received an urgent motion from Councillor Florence Dukes about Adam, and I would like to therefore move the agenda slightly and invite Councillor Florence Dukes to present her motion at this stage, which I think is appropriate.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that this Council extend congratulations to Adam Peaty, a freeman of this borough, on his gold medal win in the men's 100 metre breaststroke event at the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games, and on being the first gold medal winner for Team GB in the 2020 Games. This council acknowledges the incredible achievement of Adam Peaty in now being the first British swimmer to retain an Olympic title and on becoming a double gold Olympic champion. This council extends sincere appreciation to Adam Peaty for continuing to be an outstanding ambassador for the borough of East Staffordshire and for his hometown of Uttoxeter. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Would you like to add anything to that, Councillor Florence Dukes?
No.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder for the motion, please? Councillor Goodfellow. Councillor Goodfellow, would you like to speak on the motion? Would any other councillor wish to speak on the motion? Councillor Grosvenor?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As has been said by Councillor Florence Dukes and Councillor Goodfellow, tremendous achievement by Adam to retain his gold medal. His time was, I think, his fifth fastest time. He holds the 15 fastest times in that event in the world, actually, but it was the fifth one. He did drop a couple of F-bombs on it, BBC, but I think we'll forgive him for that. And besides continuing to represent the borough, and he talks it up really well. He does take an active interest in what happens in the area and in his town. I did approach him and his mother to sign a recent petition in Uttoxeter, and he was happy to do so. So he does, like I say, take an active interest in Uttoxeter and the benefit of Uttoxeter, and wants to see it improved. So I was pleased for him to do that, and absolutely warmly support the motion brought this evening.
Thank you, Councillor Grosvenor. Any other councillors to speak on this motion? Then we'll move to the vote. Those who support this motion, please raise your hands. Thank you. Any against? Any abstentions? And I'm pleased to say that this motion has been carried. We now move on to item 5 on the agenda, the petition. The council has received a petition which has been publicised online and in paper format. The combined total of valid signatures, electronically and in paper format, is 2,317. The paper petition title as received is "The Towns Fund Bid Plan to Move Burton Library from its Present Position to the Market Hall." As part of the Towns Fund bid, £7.3 million of a £22.8 million bid has been allocated for this move. £1.54 million was spent on renovating the Market Hall in 2014, which now seems a complete waste of taxpayers' money. There was a lack of consultation in 2019 and 12 regarding the renovation scheme from ESVC. We don't know how the library will be located within the Market Hall, but existing traders would certainly be asked to leave. £7.3 million seems an extortionate amount of money for this, when the current library location is perfectly fine. Holding a small cafe within, seating outside overlooking the river, and a great playground for the children to play on. Plus, the idea in the £1.54 million to renovate the Market Hall was to make it a live music venue, which Love Burton have many events lined up for. The online petition title, as received, is "Save Our Library and Market Hall and Stop Our Library Being Demolished." I can just explain there is a special protocol for receiving petitions, and the maximum of 30 minutes was allowed for considering this petition. So I'll now begin by inviting Tom Deary to set out the background to the issue.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Good evening, members of the Council and of the public. In September 2019, Burton-upon-Trent was identified as one of 100 towns that could benefit from up to £25 million of the Towns Fund monies as part of government's emerging levelling up agenda. 2 months later, a Towns Fund prospectus was issued that set out the way in which the town could access the funding through the creation and prescription of a town deal board and town investment plan. This has been led by Ben Robinson from the private sector, with East Afterborough Council acting as the accountable body. Further guidance was issued in June 2020, setting out the requirements of the town investment plan. The town deal board agreed that the town would submit its plan in the October submission window. Working to this deadline, a consultation on headline proposals for the town investment plan took place early in October 2020. However, the submission deadline was then moved to December 2020. The feedback from the public and stakeholders were both factors of the project prioritisation and selection process, with each carrying equal weight to the views of the town deal board. The plan was ultimately submitted in December 2020, with an award of £22.8 million being made in March 2021. The library and market hall project received a net zero rating from the public consultation. This means that as many people were in favour of the proposal as those against it. The process for taking forward a Towns Fund project has been clear since the issuing of the prospectus in November 2019, where it states the requirements for a business case. This is further detailed in the June 2020 guidance, the funding heads of terms, and in the information that the Town Deal Board has issued since the award was made. Therefore, it has always been known and publicised that the proposals will go through a Treasury Green Book business case before a project can be agreed or otherwise. This process is to be undertaken through the Council's Governance and Assurance Framework. The sponsors for all seven proposed projects from the heads of terms are currently working on these business cases so that they can be assessed by the Council at the end of the year. This has been explained in recent member briefings. This includes the Library and Market Hall project, which is sponsored by Staffordshire County Council, who are currently undertaking their public engagement and consultation exercises for this proposal. This consultation exercise launched on the 19th of July in order to align with the easing of COVID-19 restrictions around public meetings, and it runs until the 10th of September, being open for just under 8 weeks. In this time, the County Council are conducting 6 public drop-in sessions, 8 focus group sessions, and a public meeting with representatives of the councils and the Town Deal Board. Responses to the consultation have been gathered through both online and paper survey forms, which will then be considered as part of the business case. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Tom. I'd like to now invite the petition organiser to address the Council for up to 3 minutes on the subject matter. If you'd like to come up to the lectern. So you have 3 minutes, and I'll have to stop you if you're over them.
Good evening. I'm Rebecca Tolbert, organiser of the Love Burton petition, which highlights the concerns and opposition to move the library into the Market Hall at a staggering cost of £8.3 million. Burton Market Hall is owned by this council and is held by you on behalf of the people of Burton. It would have to be sold or transferred into the ownership of Staffordshire County Council for the library move to take place. The petition shows that 2,371 people oppose that plan. We ask the councillors, being the elected representatives of the people, to acknowledge the people's views and to clearly and unequivocally confirm that the Burton Market Hall will not be sold or transferred to Staffs County Council and will continue to be owned by this council as an indoor market hall and event space. The suggestion of closing the market and moving the library from its waterfront site is extremely unpopular, and it's difficult to understand how the idea even came to be included in the town investment plan. The project received the lowest level of support of any of the schemes. It was not well advertised, in the middle of a pandemic, and its consultation lasted just 9 days. It has not been debated by the full council, only the cabinet, many of whom sit on the Towns Fund Board that came up with the scheme. The plan to close the market and move the library runs totally against this council's approved regeneration strategy published in 2019. The report put great emphasis on the town having 2 areas of civic assets and public realm. These were the Market Hall and the library. Together, these 2 assets have a footfall of around 500,000. The plan to close the market and move the library will therefore cut the footfall in half and cannot be shown to regenerate the town centre. It will in fact do the opposite. With the right management, our market could be absolutely thriving and be the best asset this town has, just like many other towns are investing in their markets right now. Don't waste this once in a generation opportunity on something that the people don't want and will probably regret later down the line. There is still time to address and change these unpopular plans, embrace a new scheme, one of which has been offered by Love Burton, which would see the market continue and the library retained on the waterfront. Councillors, do the right thing by this town and its people and truly regenerate this town. Leave us a legacy we can all be proud of. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Becky. I'd now like to ask Councillor Helen Hawes, the relevant ward councillor, if she'd like to address the petition.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
You have 3 minutes as well, Helen.
Thank you. Thank you, Becky, for your work on the petition. I believe that it is an unnecessary decision to move the library, and the lack of public support for the move shows how many people feel this way. Burton Library is well situated in walking distance from the shopping centres. Plans to provide more access from the High Street will only enhance this. ESBC is making a major investment to improve the washlands immediately adjacent to the library to enhance the site. It would be a shame for this location to then be given over to housing. The customer profile of the library is people who greatly appreciate the attractive location. The library has a car park at its front door, which is great for parents of small children, and if the library moves to the marketplace, the nearest sizeable parking area will be the current library car park. There's no basis of comparison with the Lichfield Library move. The old Lichfield Library was on its own in a situation which required crossing a busy road with no other good reason to visit the location. No river view, no cafe, just traffic. If a move into the town centre were required, the Market Hall is the wrong site. A move should provide a public building fit for the future, a low-carbon, zero-emission building. The Market Hall would be totally wasted by a change of use. The change would require a major thermal upgrade to meet building regulations, which would destroy the character of the Victorian Hall. The County Council have stated that they want a smaller building. There are other vacant buildings they could use. The former Peacock store has two floors. The former Burton store on Station Street has three floors in a prime location, which is in need of restoration anyway, as it's deteriorating. Both could be converted to create a civic site for the future, rather than losing one of our most important historical sites. It's ironic that the councils are looking to reduce the market, just as other markets around the country are enjoying a renaissance. The traditional British High Street is suffering, but we should be capitalising on the work done to restore the Market Hall only a few years ago and encourage retail and hospitality businesses into the hall. To go ahead with the move would have made the capital expenditure of £1.5 million in 2013 a waste of money, and it could be better to refuse the £7.3 million allocated to this project than to go ahead. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hall. Tom, would you like to add anything at this point? Thank you. Now I'd like to throw the matter open for debate. The normal rules of debate apply, so councillors who wish to speak on this motion, on this petition, will have 10 minutes in which to make their case. Would anybody like to speak on this motion, please? This petition. Councillor Goodfellow.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. I'll keep my comments fairly brief, as obviously there will be further debate on this matter at the next item. But I would like to thank Becky and also the 2,317 residents who signed the petition. And I'm sure that residents will be mindful of the points raised by residents once there are proposals to consider and facts upon which to make decisions. So I would certainly encourage all 2,317 signatories to also take part in the public consultation exercise now underway to review all the facts and all the information available rather than simply relying on often inaccurate information promulgated through social media. Clearly there are over 70,000 residents of Burton and nearly 120,000 across East Staffordshire, so I'm hopeful as many people as possible take the time to get involved in the consultation process. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Anybody else? Oh, I'm sorry, Councillor Torrance Jukes.
Thank you, Mayor. I think what's interesting about this being the second petition that's come to Council is it's virtually unprecedented. What we have got to do is listen to those over 2,000 people who signed the petition. I was one of them, as were many people I know. And the people I know aren't activists. They haven't got an axe to grind. They're people who genuinely have concerns about the closure of our library and the moving of it into the Market Hall building, and also about the Market Hall itself. Becca did a tremendous job tonight. It's not easy to get up here and present in front of all us lot, and credit to her for that. But I do think, as Councillor Goodfellow has said, that as they're calling it a consultation, I'd argue it's not a consultation, it's more a presentation of a done deal, but that's another matter. Encourage people to get involved, because this has all been brought about during the pandemic, when I would argue a lot of people haven't had the opportunity, even now, to express their thoughts on it. I'm getting contacted virtually daily by people who are saying, I've just heard about this. Unless they're reading the Burton Mail or they're on certain social media sites, they don't know about it. So people are becoming more and more aware as time goes on. And I think we need to listen to what people are saying. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Grosvenor?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think the fact that the petition has got over 2,000 signatures in such a short space of time shows the passion that people have for the proposals that have been brought forward and that they don't want them. Councillor Goodfellow has said that he wishes people would go to the consultation and pay more information, more relevant use of the information provided rather than using social media. Well, I'll just say to him, at the time the social media pages were set up when the petition took place, there was very little information provided by any authority. And the Town Investment Plan Board then set up its own social media page to answer questions, so there's the social media aspect for you as well. And of the people that are contributing to social media and have contributed to this petition, they've done their own research. They've done their own research on the Town Investment Plan that's been submitted to government. When the original 9-day consultation took place and you had a net zero response to this particular item, that was because nobody really knew what the details were behind it. And when the details came out in the Town Investment Plan and people reviewed it, then you see the passion, then you see the upswing, and then you see people against the actual plan. They've done their own research, they've looked at it. These people aren't gullible, they're not being led. They are very clever and very intelligent people in Burton that have read these plans, read the proposals, and they're against them. So I do take exception to the fact that Councillor Goodfellow says, rather than just pay attention to social media, especially when both councils have used social media to communicate this item to members of the public. So I thank Becky for raising the petition. Thank her for all the work she's done, for everybody that's contributed to it, and the members of the public that are here in support of that tonight. I'd ask them all to continue to support this petition. Councillor Florence Hughes has suggested it may be a done deal. I suspect it probably is, but the fight should continue, and I absolutely recommend that those members of the public get the message out, continue signing the petition, and fight against this ridiculous proposal.
Thank you. Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I too would like to thank Becky and the petitioners for the work they've done. And I would probably say to her that I'm sure every member of this council, should the time come that a business case reaches a hurdle and gets over it, should that time come and this council debates whether this project goes any forward, I'm sure this council will bear that petition in mind. So thank you for that. I don't agree that with some of what Richard was saying. I mean, there are steps to go. Consultation is important. It is out there, and we should all get involved with that, even members. Everyone, as many people as possible, so we get a good feel of what people feel. As I said, the business case has a hurdle to cross, and then we will discuss that. So thanks again, and thank you to this council for agreeing at the last meeting to have this additional meeting so that this petition could be received in a timely manner. And you don't often get a chance to thank councillors because the debate is finished, but thank you for that. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Walker.
So many things on the blink. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Can I pay tribute to the petitioners for collecting the petition, and especially for Becky for an excellent presentation she made. But like the campaigners in Utoxeter that we heard from about a month ago, they have been a shining example of the strength of a people's powered campaign. And regardless of the outcomes and the fact that we're here tonight discussing this vital issue, and some may not have wanted it, it's a testament to the power of that campaign, and long may it continue and keep on fighting.
Thank you, Councillor. Yep, Councillor, yes, Hussein.
No. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would like to echo my tribute to Becky Talbot for the petition, an excellent presentation, and we can see the passion in there. And she rightly mentioned about the footfall and car parking, and also I would like to remind those market traders who are also worried about their day-to-day living as well. I hope the council would consider these things to take the further measure on these decisions. I would like to reiterate my pledge to the council, to the people, before I come to this chamber, that whatever forum, whether it is in the county council or the borough council, I would vote against this move wherever possible. This is not a regeneration. This is simply relocations. Thank you, Madam Mayor, for your indulgence.
Thank you, Councillor.
Can't see anybody else wishing to speak. Can I thank you for coming and presenting this motion? The council will consider the petition and you will be notified in the next few days of the decision. Thank you. We now move on to item 6 on the agenda, which is urgent business, and we do have another item of urgent business, which I'm going to ask our Senior Democratic Officer, Andrew Davis, to come and present for us.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Following notification received on the 22nd of July from the leader of the Independent Alliance Group that Councillor Richard Grosvenor had joined the group with effect from the 21st of July, the report provides an update on the ramifications for the membership of committees and subcommittees of the Council. The political share across the Council for the three groups is shown at section 4.2 of the report, and the allocation of seats is shown at section 5.3 of the report. The appendix to the report provides the committee nominations. Thank you. And I will pass back to you, Madam Mayor, for any questions.
Thank you. Could I have a proposer for this motion? Councillor Florence Jukes, are you proposing? Yes. Thank you. Can I have a seconder for the motion? Yes, Councillor Hall. Sorry, Councillor Lammer, I didn't see you first. Councillor Lammer, beg your pardon. Are there any questions for Andrew on this? Councillor Grosvenor?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just to clarify with Andrea on this particular item, that it's effective immediately. I'm conscious of the Planning Applications Committee meeting tomorrow, so that the new membership of the committee takes place immediately, so those that are voted under planning attend the committee meeting tomorrow and not myself.
Yes, if that's agreed by the membership, by the full council, then yes, it will be effect from making that decision. So, yeah, Democratic Services will inform the relevant councillors of the changes.
Okay, so if there are no more comments or questions, then we'll move to the vote. Those in favour of the change in the committee structure on the council... Those against? Any abstentions? Thank you. That motion is carried. Now move to item 7 on the agenda, which is a motion on notice from Councillor Grosvenor. I'd like to invite Councillor Grosvenor to present and propose the motion at item 7 on the agenda.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We just had one debate on the petition. I guess this follows quite neatly on from that. So I propose the following motion. This council notes the recent Burton Town Deal Board submission of the Town Investment Plan, brackets TIP. Whilst this council welcomes additional investment to improve the area, it has grave concerns over the submission to move Staffordshire County Council's library service into the Heritage Market Hall. As landowner and operator of Market Hall, the decision to include this project in the TIP was not taken by this council and was included in the TIP without a formal business case recommendation first being considered by this council. As such, at this point, the council is not in favour of the move without sufficient business case justification which would allow members to vote freely. Can I reserve the right to speak on that motion?
You may.
Thank you.
Can I have a second of the motion, please? Councillor Florence Jukes, do you wish to speak on the motion, Councillor?
I'll reserve my right for the moment, thank you.
Okay. Are any other councillors wishing to speak on this? Yeah, Councillor Ashcroft.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm concerned the motion brought forward by Councillor Grosvenor potentially ignores and doesn't take into account the views of all of our constituents. How can the Council achieve a fair and equal representation of our constituents if it's forced into determining any formal position before the business case has been completed and the 8-week public consultation has been concluded? We need to take a fair and just view, and to do this we need to take into account all responses, not just those on the petition. All responses are important, as is each and every one of the opinions of our constituents. We shouldn't be determining any positions here this evening. As portfolio holder for the Market Hall, and speaking openly, it has struggled to be successful for many years. I've worked hard, and I know my predecessors, Councillors Barker and Councillors Whittaker, have both worked hard to rejuvenate and improve the offering. Despite this, it still fails to reach its potential. What we have is a stunning heritage asset, which is a net cost to taxpayers and a non-statutory service, so we need to think dynamically to protect the heritage into the future. Likewise, we have an ageing library building, and like the Market Hall in future, it will need significant amounts of public money spending on upgrading and improving not only the building, but the library services on offer. We have been given a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to breathe new life into the Market Hall and at the same time help our constituents have a state-of-the-art library. I feel this opportunity will allow us to build back better and improve our town. Times have changed, people have changed, along with our general everyday habits. What has become more evident to us all, especially over the last 18 months, is the fact we need to be more sociable, and we want environments that can deliver this. Social interaction is something that we desire, and hubs work. In my view, a library hub would work and be a real focal point for the centre of Burton. This project works along this principle, and I feel to bring services together in one building is an exciting opportunity. Whatever my feelings at the moment, the fact remains this business case is still being developed. We need the public consultation to run its course so all the information is available to enable us to make a just, fair and informed choice. It's for this reason I will not be supporting the motion, and I urge members to do the same.
Councillor? Councillor Grope, Goodfellow?
Thank you very much indeed, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to pick up on one small part of the motion first, where it says, whilst this council welcomes additional investment to improve the area, which to my mind is frankly extraordinary. So the town deal of £22.8 million is the largest single public investment ever made in this town. And I would hope that all members of this council are frankly over the moon about this additional investment and excited, as I am, by the opportunities that it brings across the range of proposed projects. Some people may wish to talk this town down. Some people may wish to try and scupper this huge investment, but actually we should be hugely grateful for the investment and should be pulling together in levelling up Burton, and I hope members this evening will endorse that. I was delighted earlier today to welcome the Minister for Regional Growth and Local Government, Luke Hall, to Burton and show him firsthand the sites of the proposals and explain in person the overall strategy of the investment plan proposals. He was very positive about the progress made so far. Turning to the motion itself, to be honest, I'm baffled by its purpose. The motion seeks to say that collectively this council is not in favour of something when clearly there's already a process underway to deliver a business case, at the conclusion of which, as Councillor Fitzpatrick pointed out, that will be the time for decision making and the council can then express its view. The inclusion of the proposal in the final TIP was as a result of the process, which included favourable scoring from the controlling group members of this council, always with the understanding that inclusion in the TIP was just one stage of the process and a detailed business case would follow upon which decisions would be made. I personally, like Councillor Ashcroft, consider the proposal to have considerable benefit with the overall framework of the TIP and in particular Project D linking the High Street to the river and also the Burton and South Derbyshire College proposals, and I look forward to seeing the final business case. So frankly, this motion is unnecessary and I will be voting against it, and I would encourage members to do the same.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other Councillor like to speak on this motion? Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Before I speak in support of Councillor Grosvenor's motion, I would like to thank Becky for standing up here. It was a fantastic performance, and representing all those petitioners earlier, and to take this opportunity to pay tribute to the campaigners who have highlighted the importance of people-powered campaigns and the benefits they have to democracy. Libraries and markets form the cornerstone of a town's sense of community. Contrary to Councillor Ashcroft's point, they already both provide community hubs for different reasons. And for one reason or another, if you have two hubs and you combine the one, you're losing one of those hubs. And they should both be cherished. The library market move has a public approval rating of 0%, as I said before, so it's no wonder residents feel that they have not been listened to. Going forward, there must be a radical change to the consultation process. I'm talking about an end to just the tick box exercises we've seen to date, but an actual consultation which directly involves communities and the local community to actually shape the future of our towns. During my election campaign, the first person I spoke to in Eaton Park said this to me: "I'm glad to see you because I don't like what this council are doing to the library. I usually vote for the Conservatives, but this is a lot. This lot and the council seem hell bent on wasting taxpayers' money." He wasn't the only one. Over the many conversations I've had on the doorstep, online and on the phone, I have yet to find one person in my constituency who is in favour of the move. Former Mayor and still a resident of Eaton Park, Peter Hens, described the move as horrendous and added that the market should be encouraged so it can thrive. Former Councillor Haynes is not wrong, and his passion for his hometown still remains. Nothing in the library move looks to benefit businesses. There is nothing to support the market traders who have been left with an uncertain future. The only ones seem to benefit from this move are this Conservative-run council looking to sell off the family silver and a Conservative county council that has been shackled by cuts from their friends in Westminster and desperate to save every penny that they can. Our town centres are there to be rejuvenated, and this funding presented us with a real opportunity to improve Burton for working people in this town, but it is an absolute travesty that a sizeable proportion is being wasted on a Conservative Party vanity project which nobody outside the corridors of power wants. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Walker, did you want to speak, Councillor Walker? Yes?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Regeneration means the act of improving a place or system, especially by making it more attractive to live and work in, and to improve the local economy. Interestingly, the National Planning Policy Framework Guidance for Councils, written by the Conservative Government, states that planning policies should retain and enhance existing markets where appropriate, reintroduce or create new ones. At the moment, the Towns Deal Board proposals do none of this. This is why paragraph 416 of the Government's Guidance on Community Engagement states that communities should be part of the origination of ideas, setting of objectives and visions, and again, this has not been fulfilled. The move of the library into the market hall has a public approval rating of 0%, and yet the Towns Deal Board is still pushing this project. Public consultation is a process encouraging people to provide meaningful input into the decision-making process. It helps to create a strong foundation for long-lasting and trustful relationships between the projects and stakeholders. Once again, via the online petition and while out campaigning on the streets and via the telephone, it's evident that public trust has been lost. Our library, within its present position, opened in 1976, and I remember that well. It's purpose-built and is in an excellent location for reading, relaxing and enjoying the views. It's an absolute asset to our town. The proposed move of the library facilities into a much older, smaller building would mean a reduction in library services because of lack of space. What would happen to the books and the many non-digitalised valuable resources in the current library that would not automatically transfer? During the coronavirus pandemic, we have seen the revival of buying local. Therefore, the revitalisation of our market hall could make a big contribution to building community identity, featuring fresh food retailers, independent eateries, artisan and makers markets, as well as pop-up stores and events. We have this chance to rebuild a vibrant market hall, encourage small traders, open new job opportunities, and create a community hub. Like other towns and cities across the country are doing, such as in Great Yarmouth, Goole, Barnsley, and even our neighbours in Derby, are all progressing with market regeneration. Yet the market town of Burton, under the Towns Deal Board, remains short-sighted into the innovation and reformation of a bustling, vibrant market hall. As a Burtonian, whose ancestors have helped to build properties within our town, including the Catholic Church in Gill Street, I feel ashamed that a group of people, many not even from Burton, can destroy our heritage and remain oblivious to the public outrage. Local people are angry. They've not been properly consulted, and many feel that this is a done deal. We have lost many fine buildings over the years due to progress, but this project is a step too far. Residents don't want the demolition of the library or its move to another position. Residents want the market hall to survive and thrive. Burton has lost enough of its heritage and assets, and we should all be fighting to protect further loss. This is why I will be supporting the motion put forward by Councillor Grosvenor. Yeah.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Councillor Fletcher, did you want to speak?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Like many people that we've heard tonight, I have two concerns about the proposed move for the library from where it is to the town hall. I have concerns, and I continue to listen to other people's concerns, including those expressed so ably tonight by the petitioners. However, unlike many, although I have concerns, I am prepared to wait until I see the final plans before I make up my mind finally. There are many unanswered questions. I hope those plans will answer those questions. That doesn't mean to say I'm going to vote for it. It doesn't mean to say I'm going to vote against it. At the moment, I'm against it. I can easily support this motion because it doesn't really do anything other than say we're not going to do anything until we know what the business case is. Well, we're not going to do that anyway, so...
Thank you, Councillor. Anybody else? Councillor Allen?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I've written quite a bit to speak on, but I think I'm going to edit it slightly because I'm frankly flabbergasted at how many councillors stood up and criticised the authority for not consulting, and as we start consulting on the library project, then want to support a motion which would... But I take Councillor Fletcher's point, it doesn't really do much and it wouldn't stop it, but it undermines that consultation. If we were to pass and adopt this motion tonight, we would fetter the discretion of the council to make a decision later in the year. We need to wait until the consultation is concluded. I've got views, every councillor in this room has got views, but I can't say that the public don't support it. To pick up on a point that Councillor Hadley and Councillor Walker made, it's not a net zero. It's not a zero. It isn't the fact that nobody supported it. It's a net zero. As many people supported it, as Tom Deary started the petition and informed us, as many people supported it, as many people didn't support it. So we need to wait until the consultation has concluded and the business case has been made. And then at that point, we'll come back to this chamber and we'll make a decision. But I would encourage opposition members, because I've not had any communication from any opposition member, and I know Councillor Ashcroft hasn't either. So if Councillor Walker and Councillor Hadley and Councillor Grosvenor, and no doubt Councillor Farnham-Jukes, have got some ideas about what the money should be spent on and how we should be consulting, I'd encourage them to say something, rather than waiting for council meetings to, frankly, what I, from my perspective, is just grandstanding and means very little.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Faulkner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just like to say that in my role as Chair of Scrutiny, when I first joined this council in 2015, I'm not that old, even though I might look it, I actually did a report for the Market Hall, as it was still losing money then and had been losing money for a considerable amount of time. And as an ex-businessman who was able to sell his successful business at the age of 50 and retire, I felt that I had a contribution I could make. And I made that contribution, and there were recommendations which I think it was Councillor Whittaker, who was a portfolio holder then, followed through on. And still, we're not able to make any headway in terms of reducing the losses in the Market Hall. As Councillor Ashcroft pointed out, the library is not fit for purpose any longer and needs considerable sum spending upon it. Our Market Hall is in desperate need of renovation for the windows and the roof.
Yes, we had a partial renovation earlier in 2017, and it didn't actually fulfil its purpose. And I remember there was a petition at the time that actually received 4,000 votes about the problems of renovating the market hall and why we were doing it. We went ahead with it, and quite rightly so, because it needed money spending on it. But what we didn't do right was actually conclude that and refurbish it properly. It now is in desperate need of further refurbishment. And like Councillor Fletcher, like Councillor Allen, I am of the opinion that we need to wait until the business case is made and understand the full implications of what's happening. The consultation needs to be listened to. We are urging all of the constituents and residents of the East Staffordshire Borough Council to actually participate in this, and we want to listen. And therefore, as Councillor Allen has said and Councillor Fletcher, I'm in a position where I'm prepared to wait and listen. I've not made my mind up. I've had plenty of my residents speak to me about this, and I have said we do not know what the business case is. We do not know what the answers are to the questions you're making. And the people who are saying that they know the answers are absolutely wrong, because if nothing has been decided until that business case has been made. And I'm flabbergasted, as is Councillor Allen, that people are against something where there is investment being brought into this borough which could well assist the borough and give us a library that is fit for purpose and fit for future, and future proofs it. But until the business case is made, we won't know. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Walker.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. I've got a long load of rambling waffle prepared. But what I've heard, we talk about flabbergasted. I've heard Build Back Better, you know, straight out of Boris's playbook. That's astonishing. I've heard that somebody from London's excited. I've heard about levelling up Burton. 14.7 million is being spent on moving the library. 14.7, sorry, I see the frowns there. 14.7 million. Part of that's being spent on moving the library, and part of it's been spent on what is being dubbed the Bridge to Nowhere. And we talk about levelling up Burton. We have five areas of social deprivation in this town recognised. Where is that bringing in the skilled jobs? Where is that upskilling people who are on a low-wage economy, which has been recognised in 2019? This town suffers from a low-wage economy. There is nothing to bring skilled jobs into this town. We're riddled with poor housing stock. We've got Anglesey suffered with COVID. We've got Shovnell suffered during the COVID debate. There is absolutely nothing in these plans to help these people out of poverty. So, regardless of going on, it was very unusual a few months ago, 12 months ago, that I would be supporting Councillor Grosvenor, but I will be supporting him wholeheartedly tonight.
Thank you, Councillor. I can't see anybody. Oh, I beg your pardon, Councillor McKeon.
No, Councillor, I think you stop using your phone in debate.
If that's the case, yes.
Thank you. I just have to disagree with Councillor Allen when he says no one from the opposition has contacted him. As the Shadow Regeneration Portfolio Holder, I talk to him quite regularly, and I do try to be constructive. I have told him people's concerns about the market traders. I've personally visited two other markets at Preston and in Doncaster, and he said he would go and look at them. So I do try to see the good in it. However, as I said in my election leaflet, I can't see the merit at all of either moving out of the library or moving into the market hall for the library. The library is fine where it is. It needs some renovation. I understand that. It's 50 years old, but it's in an ideal site. And why you would move it when you're just about to spend £1 million on the Washlands and to hopefully regenerate the rest of the bar gates, why you would move that anchor site, I have no idea. Councillor Allen mentions that he would like a wildlife centre. I don't have any problem with that. I was part of the Triple Trent Valley conversations, and a wildlife centre on the Washlands would be a fantastic idea, and maybe that can be fitted within the library as it is. The market itself, I was there the day before yesterday, I think, when the public consultation was on. I was speaking to the person there, Way Mortibois. Every single person who was talking was against it. There is no love for this idea at all. And while you might think rationally, you know, if I move A and B and move the money around a bit, maybe we can do it. The people of Burton, it seems to me, have an emotional attachment to that market, and they don't want to see it changed. They really want to see the market revitalised and made the best of. And why we can't do that, well, we're doing it in lots of other towns across the country, I don't know. It should be vibrant, there should be music, there should be street stalls, there should be all sorts of things going on there, which we're simply not. And I think some of that is down to the marketing. I mean, we have had people come and talk, I do understand, to talk to the town's deal board, the Love Burton, Elaine Pritchard from the Federation of Small Businesses. There are plenty of ideas out there. What it needs is some real investment. So some of that money, I would advise, would go into really investing and making the market a better place and leave the library where it is, where people love it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Walker, could you switch your microphone off, please?
I can't see anybody else who wishes to... Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Councillor Shrive, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. You might find this a bit of grandstanding going on, but this was something I wrote earlier. According to the House of Commons Library, funding for local councils has been cut drastically over the last 10 years or so, at around 50%. It is no wonder that Tories want to sell prime land for short-term gain after being shafted by their friends in Westminster, with no thought whatsoever for the public services that will be diminished in this process. But this just typifies everything we know of Conservatives: slash, trash and privatise, with benefactors like the likes of Horninglow, Eaton, Shotnell, Anglesey, the very wards that rely on these public services, not even getting a look in. And the market traders certainly won't be benefiting from these proposals. These proposals presented an opportunity for Burton to become a vibrant market town with a future for all. But sadly, this appears to have been disregarded.
Thank you, Councillor.
Really can't see anybody.
Councillor?
It's working now. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just would like to share my observation from this debate, especially from Councillor George Allen, which where he mentioned that not a single opposition member communicated with him. We just heard an opposition member, Councillor Sheila McKinnon, was in regular contact about this proposal and all these things. So I feel this is kind of misleading. I hope he will give us a proper response on this. And if it is not true, Madam Mayor, I urge you to expunge this one from the future minutes. Secondly, Madam Mayor, Councillor George Allen mentioned about that debating is wasting the council meetings. If we don't debate, we cannot flourish the local democracy. I would ask the councillors to reflect on this as well. Thirdly, Madam Mayor, Councillor Faulkner gave his successful business acumen and his history. Yes, we agree business is good business for profit, but this is our community asset, whether library or market. We would like to do it for the people, not just for the money or starlings. And fifth observation, Madam Mayor, I would like to see that billion-dollar organization that County Council should put those money to regenerate and do better things for their own money to the, invest to the library and to their asset, not for this leveling up a one-off opportunity investment pot. So on this note, I'm going to support Councillor Richard Gubner's motion, and I hope that I invite other councillors to do this one for the greater good and for the people of Burton. And also, lastly, but not the least, save our market, save our library. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. I think we're drawing this debate to a close. Councillor Florence Jukes, would you like to use your right to speak now?
Thank you, Mayor. I've listened with intent. I've got to say it's turning into a bit of a Mexican standoff, which is what we've got to avoid. Can you hear me now?
No, it's not on.
Well,
can
the you mics press are on here, but not at me. Can you hear?
Nope.
Is that better? Yeah. I was talking about tribal politics and a Mexican standoff, and that's what we've got to avoid at all costs here, because that's what it's turning into, a them and another situation. And it's not about the people in this chamber, it's about the people we represent on the borough, what they want, and not just in the immediate future but long term. The legacy of any council is what it leaves behind, not just the year after but many years after. And I can't see for the life of me any merit at all in the argument to move the library into the market hall. I can't see any, and I've tried, I really have tried. Councillor Ashcroft said about being excited about the opportunity for the market hall to be a hub. The library's already a hub, in case she hasn't noticed. And also she spoke about it being in a deteriorating building, and Councillor Faulkner spoke about it not being fit for purpose. I'd argue against that. That's not the case at all. I would say that there are renovations that probably need doing. And interestingly, on reflection, when I think back to when the Washlands project was first identified, and there was a part of the project there was to upgrade the steps area, and then all of a sudden that's dropped from the upgrade, and I can see now why. I think this has been long in the making, this move, and we really have got to say it's not right for the people of this borough. I totally understand the point. It's exciting to get the opportunity to have a pot of money. It is great, it is what the town needs, but that money needs to be spent really, really wisely. And this particular project isn't the right project, so we do really have to go back to the drawing board about it. I know there's been much talk about the business case coming forward. I can't see anything in that business case that isn't already out in the open. There can't be any arguments that haven't already been put out to the public about a business case. There just can't be. I've listened to the video, I've listened to the £80,000 saving that's going to be made. I'll just track back to Councillor Allen when I mentioned a few months ago about a potential saving with the mayoral budget, for instance. And he said, oh, £60,000, that's nothing. That is a drop in the ocean, to paraphrase him, about what this council could save. I would argue on the county council's budget of over £500 million, circa that amount, that £80,000 saving is virtually nothing. And then to quote Councillor Goodfellow as leader, when he said that he referenced surveys where the people of this borough said they don't mind paying a little bit extra for services if they're going to retain those services. Well, the same argument should apply to this. People don't want the move. They really don't want the move. And it's... We talk about waiting for the business case. I think what this motion does is it sets the horse before the cart. My concern is, and it was evidenced when the Townsdale Board came to our group meeting and did a presentation, and I asked what happens in the scenario whereby
when it comes to council for a decision to be made to dispose of the access, asset rather, that it doesn't get voted through. And I was told, well, it should get voted through. I was actually told, well, it should get voted through because of the business case. Well, there's no amount of a business case that's going to change my opinion that this is the wrong initiative. It's the wrong project for this town. So I'm really, really hoping, because it is turning into a that side and a this side, that people will listen to what members of the public want. They're the service users. They're the ones that know what they want, and that we listen to them. And it's not about the politics that happens within this chamber. It's got to be a lot further than that. And you mentioned, Mayor, about egos and whatever at the start of the meeting. That's exactly what's happening, and it shouldn't be happening. We've really got to guard against that and do what is best for generations to come with this town. And what is best is the library stays where it is. Yes, it probably does need, I don't know, for argument's sake, a million and a half spending on it to get it up to scratch. But more importantly, the market hall and our charter that goes with the market hall, what happens to that? You know, that was conferred upon the town as a market town. We haven't got a market. What happens to that charter? And my biggest worry is, as what's been announced more recently, about the veranda area of the market hall being utilised for Staffordshire County Council staff. I can't see that a library located at the bottom of that area is going to be conducive to study, to be a library. It's just not going to work. It just doesn't work. No arguments work for this. So I think we really have got to make a decision. I'm definitely going to vote for this because it's the right thing. And what it does is it gives whoever is going to write the business case our view on where we stand as a council. And I don't think we should wait until a business case is presented to us and then try and vote it down, because I don't think that is going to happen. That is the real danger, that we're not going to be in a position to vote it down. It's going to be a fait accompli, and that is my real concern. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Grosvenor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm flabbergasted too. You know, it's difficult to be a local representative at times, but let me make it easy for you. You've got two roles. Your first role, you represent your residents here. And your second role, you represent here with your residents. A lot of you are good at doing the second one, not much good at doing the first one. What this motion does, it gives you the opportunity to represent your residents in this forum. Councillor Allen suggested that we should speak to him in private and come forward with any suggestions and alterations that we want to make to this down investment plan. This council meeting is a public forum to demonstrate to our residents that we're listening to them and understand the concerns they've got. I made a comment at the last council meeting, and it's true. Residents are feeling disenfranchised with this council. They feel the council isn't listening, and they feel the council doesn't care what residents feel. This motion gives you an opportunity to reject the balance and to show to people that you do care, you do understand, and you are taking their views forward. It doesn't stop you voting for a business case if it comes forward, but what it does, it redresses the balance. A decision was taken, not in this council, not by these councillors, to include this asset in a Burton Town investment plan without a business case. Without a business case. That decision has already been made. The Conservative group voted for this four times. And I'm sorry to tell you, but your controlling group meeting isn't a decision-making forum of this council. This council is a decision-making forum of this council. And we've not had the opportunity to discuss it, and we've not had the opportunity to debate it, and we've not had the opportunity to vote for it. Councillor Ashcroft suggested it breathes new life into the market hall. Well, it doesn't. It actually closes the market hall. So I don't know where the new life is for the market hall. It becomes a library, a hub, not a market hall. There's no new life there. There's been suggestion that there's vast amounts of money required on maintenance for the library and for the market hall. County Council have allocated £850,000 over 10 years for maintenance to the library. They've also allocated another £1 million for this move last August. What money do they need to upgrade the library? There's £850,000 over 10 years and another £1 million have already allocated. This council has allocated a budget of £350,000 roughly over 10 years for maintenance to the market hall. As a market, the building that it's in is absolutely adequate currently. You need to spend a fortune if you're going to make it a library. Now, let me go on to some of the facts. 8.3 million it's going to cost, not 7.3, not 6.4, that's been suggested in the Burton Mail today, 8.3 million. The 7.3 from the Burton Town Investment Plan proposals and the £1 million the County Council have already allocated. It's been mentioned made tonight of social media. On social media, for the last part of this, the chairman of the Town Investment Plan Board said he didn't really know the 7.3 was broken down. I did speak to him about that at the Pirelli, and he did say he couldn't tell me then. He knew what it was then, but he couldn't tell me because it's commercially sensitive. But for large parts, didn't know how the 7.3 was broken down, and it was voted on to go forward. There's been a suggestion there's going to be an uplift of 995,935 people footfall if it moves to the market hall. That's a 40% uplift. I've asked the County Council, I was told, ask the County Council, it's their project now. It's not our consultation, by the way, Councillor Allen, it's the County Council's consultation. They're a different authority, they're making decisions for our asset. I've asked the County Council how that 99,935 figure has been made up, can't tell me, just based on Lichfield, with a hope that the same is replicated in Burton. It's a hope, a wing and a prayer and a hope. It's a net zero. Yeah, we understand what net zero is, Councillor Allen. It means that as many people voted for as voted against in a 9-day consultation. And when the details then became known to the public, you get 2,500 people voting against it. You get thousands of joining various social media pages, and you get various legal people with expertise looking into the plans and providing information to the residents of why this isn't going to work and why this isn't going to happen. Do you realise that there are burial remains underneath the market hall which are going to be impacted should it be extended inside for what you want to do, for what they want to do in terms of bringing it into a social enterprise or social hub for County Council and Borough Council activity? Nobody's paid any attention to that or taken into account that. And that's what this is about. This is about putting under one roof employees of both authorities to make a saving. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the library building. Nobody knows. I know there was great exception taken during the election period where I suggested people voted for the bulldozing of the library. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen to that building when it's vacated and the library service moves to the market hall? Do you think the building is going to stay as it is? No. The building is going to be bulldozed. It's going to be removed. Nobody knows what's going to go there. So we don't know what's going in the library. We didn't know what the 7.3 was made up of. We can't prove the footfall, and residents don't want it, and we still think it's a good deal. This motion doesn't preclude you debating it again in 6 months. And look, the Constitution says you need 13 signatures. I guarantee now, if you want to debate this again and approve it once the business case comes, I'll sign the motion to say that you can debate it again. I won't vote for it. I was told in my one-to-one that the business case, we can't vote against this, you can't vote against it, you've not seen the business case yet. How can you vote for it then if you've not seen the business case and that's what you've done? I was told that once the business case comes to council, that we'll be expected to vote for it then. And if we don't vote for it then, once the opposite recommendation comes to the business case that we should vote for it, there'll be an investigation. So basically we're being told, wait until it comes to the business case and then vote for it. So the Conservative group have voted for it four times. This council has not discussed it or voted for it, but we'll be told that when it comes for a debate, when we get the business case, you've then got to vote for it. Where is the democracy? Where are we listening to our residents that are telling us they don't want this? Yeah, I'm listening to all the residents. Do you know, I get stopped. I walk my dog in my ward every day of the week. I get stopped by different people every day of the week in my ward, come up to me, know who I am. I've not spoken to them before, really. We don't want this. We don't want this. What are you doing to stop it? These people in Branston, what are you doing to stop it? I voted Conservative for years. Not voting for Conservatives again. What are you doing to stop it? We've got to be listening. Councillor Clark shaking his head. You may not see it, Councillor Clark. You may not walk in Branston. I do. And I'm telling you now, people don't want this. They absolutely don't. And you've got to listen to those residents and you've got to demonstrate that you're listening to them by voting for this motion. It doesn't stop you voting for the move if the business case comes in a couple of months' time. What it does, it redresses the balance and it tells the County Council, we're not in favour of this, and it gives this council an opportunity to demonstrate that it's listening to residents. Do not, please, do not listen to this debate tonight and then tell your residents, we don't care what you think because we're still going to vote for it anyway. Because that's what you'll be doing. That's exactly what you'll be doing. And then you'll wonder why residents take umbrage to the council's decision-making process, why people don't get involved in the decision-making process, why people don't get involved in the consultation. They've all replied to one consultation and were in favour of it. Why should they have any expectation that you're going to take any notice of the next consultation if you don't take notice of them this evening? I know it's difficult, and clearly the Conservative group will be whipped to vote for against my motion tonight. Clearly that's happened, and I understand they've got the numbers in the chamber. It's very, very disappointing that you're not listening to your residents. You're not taking the opportunity to show you're listening to them. Vote for the motion tonight, wait for the business case to come, and then if you want to vote for the move on the back of the business case, do that. There's nothing to stop you doing it. Councillor Fletcher, with a backhanded comment, thank you very much. This motion doesn't do very much. Well, it does, actually. It demonstrates to residents that we're listening to them. But I take his point that it doesn't stop people voting for it when the business case comes. Absolutely it doesn't. And it was worded that way to allow you to vote for it when the business case comes, but to give you the opportunity tonight to show your residents, show them that you're listening to them. I still wish you would. And clearly you won't, because I've come forward with a motion, but I wish you would, because they need to understand that you are listening to them. And at the minute, you're not. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Grosvenor. We'll now move to the vote. Although those in favour of the motion, please show. Thank you. Those against, please show. Thank you. Any abstentions? Thank you. The motion is lost. Now move on to item 8 on the agenda. And I'd like to invite Councillor McKiernan to present and propose this motion.
Thank you, Chair. The motion is, this council supports all plastic-free initiatives in the East Staffordshire area and shall support plastic-free Burton. This council will lead by example by phasing out single-use plastics wherever possible from its buildings and activities over the next